to Recommendation 4.2. Quote, recommend the follow-up services for management of contraceptive side effects be prioritized as an essential component of all contraceptive service delivery. Recommend that appropriate referrals for methods not available on-site be offered and available. End of quote. Sidebar. Checklist 12. 12.1 Are there protocols for different levels of facilities and providers for follow-up visits, management of side effects, switching of methods on request by the user, and referrals for contraceptive services? 12.2 Are clients provided with comprehensive information on potential side effects of various contraceptives and what to do when side effects are experienced? 12.3 Are providers trained in follow-up and referral procedures related to contraceptive services? 12.4 In practice, are clients given full information about when to come for a follow-up visit, the purpose of the visit and the procedures that will be carried out? 12.5 In practice, do service providers comply with clients' requests for removal of a method or for switching of methods? 12.6 In practice, do service providers facilitate access to contraceptive methods of the client's choice but not available at a given site? Do clients receive appropriate follow-up care for contraceptive side effects at the same facility or elsewhere without incurring additional expenditure? End of sidebar. Concern about side effects is an important reason why women do not use a contraceptive method despite intending to postpone or stop childbearing. According to an analysis of demographic and health survey data of all surveys carried out during 2000 to 2008 in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa, health concerns and fear of side effects was responsible for unmet need for contraception among 37% and 39% of women in South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa respectively. Note reference, 110. This shows the critical importance of follow-up services in contraceptive service delivery, for reviewing the client's health, for counseling to address any concerns, for managing any side effects and for removal of the method and switching to an appropriate alternative contraceptive method when the user so desires. At the programmatic level, the full range of appropriate methods for a particular facility is decided based on the level of facility, the skills of providers and legal requirements. The program has to plan for providing clients with easy access to methods that cannot be made available at lower levels of care. However, he writes, based contraceptive service should be able to provide a range of contraceptive methods that meet the varying needs of different clients, and this may be done through a number of ways. For example, specialist providers may be brought in on specific fixed days. Organizing mobile services to provide long-acting reversible methods on-site is another option and has been discussed in an earlier section. If these are not feasible, the facility should make provisions for referral, and also transportation to reach the referral facility at no extra cost to the client and with minimum delay. Note reference, 111.